We are live at Target Field this afternoon. It's Jason. Welcome. We are here as the Twins are in the middle of a homestand, a hot, smoky day once again. But we are going to bring you the latest updates. We know right above us in the Twins' offices, the wheeling and dealing and conversations and calls are happening as the players are warming up on the field right now.
And one specific player is when Bailey Ober.
Yes.
If you're watching with us online on YouTube, you can see Bailey out there running. Rumor mill has it that Bailey might be making the start tomorrow coming off of the disabled list. He's out there throwing and warming up right now. So maybe a little bit of not quite breaking news, but news if you're a Twins fan.
That's right. Seeing Bailey Ober throw is good.
It's a good thing.
And, rumored to be starting tomorrow tonight, likely to be a bullpen game for the Twins. And we'll have it all for you right here on CCO. So plenty of Twins development as those happen. You know, if a trade or something happens, you'll be the first to hear about it as we hear about it here at Target Field. Let's get started as I look out on this beautiful, green, perfectly manicured outfield. A controversy in my own house, which I didn't even realize was that controversial until I posted about it this week. I pay my kid to mow my lawn. Do you? 651-461-9226. This is one of the most controversial topics in parenting. It is this debate over how do I handle allowance? How do I handle paying for chores? Do I pay for chores? This came to mind to me on Monday because Seth, who is the lawnmower who gets paid $25 to mow the lawn, is in New York City this week, so I had to mow my own damn lawn. And I thought, you know what? $25 to mow the lawn doesn't feel like I'm paying that much money. If I hired someone, it probably cost $40, right? What can you hire someone? Well, I would never do that. I like mowing the lawn. But I also like teaching my kids about money, about responsibility. And so I pay. And I posted about this on my Instagram, at DeRushaJ. Why are you not following me on Instagram? And I was shocked by how many people who think that I'm a terrible parent. That you should not pay kids for doing chores that are part of the family. 651-461-9226. I mean, the main question I was asking, Dan, was whether $25 was like the right amount. Was I paying?
Sure.
Was I paying too much? I did not expect the conversation. That's sometimes the best conversation. I did not expect it to go the way that it was going to go. But to me, the question is $25 too much? Is it not enough? Am I hosing young Seth, 20-year-old Seth? I have found that paying him $20 or $25, I pay $25, that it's a strong motivator. He takes care of the lawn. I don't even have to ask. It just happens. He lives in New York City. He has to pay for his life. We pay for his school. He pays for his life. And so he is strongly motivated to save up that money to pay for life in New York City, college life. But a lot of people seemed outraged that I would pay a kid to do anything, that chores are something that should be just part of the family. Texters are coming through. Oh, Jonathan on YouTube saying, I wonder what Seth would say about the topic. I'm sure if I asked Seth if $25 is the appropriate amount, I would be disappointed if his answer wasn't anything but like, you're cheaping out and you should pay me more. Is this a case where the worker's opinion on this topic is not really relevant? This is sort of what I think. Tons of text on this coming in because we all have strong opinions on this for many reasons. One, we all think our style of parenting is correct and your style of parenting is wrong. And two, money is very personal for people, right? And the approach to kind of teach that, I think, is, I don't know. My view on this, nobody really knows what they're doing. We're all like trying to teach our kids the best way we can. 651-461-9226. My kids get a monthly allowance to learn how to manage money. They do chores because they are part of the family. We don't connect the two, says a 952er. Did you get allowance, Dan?
I absolutely did, yeah. Sure.
We don't.
But it wasn't, I will say, it wasn't connected. Here's the list of responsibilities, and for doing so, there's an allowance that comes every week. It wasn't, we pay you for this. I actually tried, I remember very specifically at one point, putting together a bill for my parents. Here, I'll do, and it was all stuff that was over and above my regular responsibilities, but it was, I'll do this, 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 and this, and you should pay me this, 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 and for it. And they thought that was very humorous. Only I wasn't joking, but in their mind, I was.
They thought that was hilarious.
It was not going to work.
Let's go to my guy, Phil in Woodbury, who's on the CCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Phil, am I wrong to pay my kids to mow the lawn?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else out there, but can I tell you something?
Sure.
When I was working, when I was going through school, I had three jobs. I was paying rent at home. I was managing my dad's property at home, and then as I got older, I was managing the property up at the cabin, and I was paying them rent. So what kind of kid does that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm...
Well, you are saying that you're better, aren't you?
A little bit.
You're saying you're a little bit better.
Well, I'm just saying I did it because I... When I was growing up, he did enough for me. He fed me, he took care of me. They put clothes on my back, and they gave me a roof over my head. What more could you ask for?
That's pretty good. It's true.
Jay, I love you. I'm going to get going.
All right, I love you too, Phil. Thank you. That's Phil. Fantastic.
Who doesn't love Phil?
Oh, exactly. Opens up a line for you at 651-461-9226. $30. Says a texter. 45 years? Maybe 45 acres? I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean there. I did not pay my kids to mow the lawn because they would have sucked at it. My parents did not pay me to mow their lawn. I was awesome at it. Yeah, I think. So we don't connect chores with allowance. Allowance just happens in our house. I agree with the texter who said, you know, chores should be part of being part of the family. And when you, here's why I never connected allowance to chores, because I did not want to have to withhold allowance if the kids didn't do their chores. I think if you connect it, you have to be willing to withhold payment. And to me, the idea of allowance was saying, like, look, you're part of the family. You get allowance because I want you to learn how to save money and to manage your money. And we forced our kids to do the one-third, 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 which I think is fairly popular now. A third went into savings. A third went into a pot that had to be donated. So we had the save, share, spend. And then a third the kids could do with whatever they want. But mowing the lawn to me feels different. It's like power washing the house or mulching your gardens. Like, it's beyond the daily, like, washing and drying the dishes and cleaning your room and sort of the normal family chore stuff. UGel on YouTube says $25 isn't a lot of money. It's a great tip. If you were short on cash, I'm sure Seth would still mow the lawn because his dad asked him to. I think that's true. Never paid my two boys for any chores, says a texter. Helping out in the home is part of the responsibility. When it came to allowance, I gave them an option. Do they want to trust me to give them the money they need, or do they want to take an allowance and be responsible for everything themselves? I think that's kind of interesting. We sort of did a hybrid on that. I'll explain that. More of your text and calls. Am I a dumb parent for paying Seth $25 to mow the lawn? Some of you might think I'm being a cheapskate. I should be paying him more. 651-461-9226. Drive time is live at Target Field. Trade deadline around the corner. Will there be more moves than what we already saw yesterday? We'll be watching it throughout the show. Here on CCO. Drive Time live on location at Target Field. We are in the left field concourse right now. It is Twins Ticket Tuesday also. Thought it'd be better to give away the Twins tickets at the Twins game, you know?
Sure.
Why not? When you hear the Win Twins sounder.
Don't call now.
Caller number three will get a four-pack of tickets. I heard on, I think, Adam and Jordana, they do like caller number 46 or some nonsense.
What?
Have you ever heard them give it away?
No.
It's not caller number three.
Well.
I feel like their producer works a little harder than you. He takes more than three calls.
I could tell you about their producer a little bit if we want to go down that road. But I'm kidding. I love Dave.
Four-pack of tickets for Friday, August 8th against the Kansas City Royals. And if you win on this show, I will be at that game. So, like, I'll buy you a beer.
Hey.
How about that? So keep listening until we do that giveaway. There are going to be post-game fireworks on August 8th at night. So pretty good. Twins.com/tickets if you want to buy your ticket. But keep listening here. We'll give those tickets away. We're talking about, as I look at the pristine. Actually, you know what? Can I just say it, Dan?
Go ahead.
The Twins outfield looks like crap. For maybe the first time in 15 years at Target Field, this is the first time that I would feel fully confident in saying this. There are all of these blotches out here.
It's well cared for in terms of the mowing. Like, you know, Seth
the mowing
does a nice job
is great.
In the yard.
The lines look terrific.
They don't need Seth here. But, yeah, there is, like, pock marks. And I don't know why that is.
Yeah, it's like chicken pox.
I will say this. It looks better than the last time we were here. Like that, those have grown in a little bit. But it's still, yeah.
It looks better, like, if you're asking Jason DeRussia as a high school sophomore if my acne looked better or not. Like, yes. Does it look better? Sure. Do I still look disgusting? Also, yes.
Okay, DeRussia Seeds, how do you fix it then?
I mean, I don't know.
Come on.
The last time we were here, I asked. I'm like, what is this? What's happening?
And we didn't notice it right away.
And no one seems to know.
Nope.
All right, I said it. I'm not afraid, okay? A lot of people think I'm here to kiss up to the powers that be.
No, not you.
Heck no. I did text Seth in the break to ask if I thought, you know, what did he think? Jonathan on YouTube asked me, you know, to see what Seth thinks.
Yeah.
And Seth said that he thinks $25 is just right. Which, again,
it's kind of a little disappointing that he wouldn't.
Well, can you believe that, or is that just like trying to kiss up to have? Is he playing chess while I'm playing checkers?
Well, that's probably a given. The question is, you know, is it 3D chess? Are we?
We don't know.
Yeah. What's the level here?
Yeah. So many texts on this topic. Jason, you might be teaching him to undervalue his worth. I pay a worker to mow the lawn, and it's a lot more than $25 per mow. Another texter wants to know if Seth is trying to play this, and does he try to mow the lawn every 2 hours?
Ooh, that'd be smart.
Well, there will be a conversation. I do think this is a really interesting question. And for me, like this whole allowance, do you give allowance? Do you not give allowance? It is one of the bigger challenges in parenting because kids don't really know how to manage money until you teach them. And I do think back when we started the spend, save, share thing, it was fairly new. Now I think our kids are old now.
Yeah.
You know, 17 and 20. We've been
You're an old man, no question.
The other part, says a texter, is that kids need to learn that money comes from work. Now, it is funny to think back at sort of the different ways that I used to scam money as a kid. It's like my grandpa used to pay per grade. So I would get $1 an A. Now, a texter says, in junior and senior high school, my mom paid me $20 for an A. So I'm reading this and thinking, like, I got hosed by my grandpa on this deal. But my grandpa would give me $1 an A, and what I would do is try to bring as many report cards as possible, right?
Sure.
So like, I was in some sort of gifted program, which, you know, I think a lot of us who were in gifted programs as young people look at our lives now and think, this isn't exactly, I think, what anybody was hoping for us. afternoon radio show? Is that what the gifted program was hoping I was going to amount to? I don't know. But
some people are doctors. Some people are engineers. You're a radio show host. I mean, come on. It all fits.
Yeah. Putting that education to good use. But I would bring the report card from that and, like, try to get a couple extra bucks out of the deal.
Seems, you know, reasonable to me.
Now, the other side of this, now this is the genius, because as a kid you have to decide, are you going to take this deal?
Okay.
20 bucks for an A, 10 bucks for a B, I owed 5 bucks for a C, 20 bucks for a D,
ooh,
and then my life for an F. Yeah, well.
I mean, that might be a little dramatic at the end, but, you know, that's fine.
I don't know. I think it went without saying, if I got an F, my mom would have killed me. Probably literally killed me. It was a different time. It was a better time, Dan, back in the day.
If death was involved, I don't think it was a better time. But
texters are saying, Jason, I pay my senior in high school $40, but he also does trimming and blowing the clippings out of the rocks in the street. The whole thing takes him about an hour.
Yeah.
I do bonus for the trimming.
Okay.
So if you do the trimming, you get an extra $5.
Seems reasonable.
I think it's good enough. Also, like, the people who are like, don't pay. I think it's very interesting. Like, I do get that argument. I don't piecemeal it like, oh, you did the dishes today. Here's a dollar. Like, I don't believe in that, you know?
Sure, sure. This is outside of the normal chores, day to day.
Sort of my view.
In your context, right? Everybody's life and family dynamic is different.
Yeah.
So, you know, the folks that are saying, no, don't pay. Okay, maybe that works in the context that you're in. That doesn't mean it's the only way to do it, and it doesn't mean that it's the right way for everybody to do it.